Welcome to the Songs from the Howling Sea podcast, a special behind-the-scenes series. Many of my regular listeners will know that I pick stories and tales from London's dark past and write a song inspired by them. But this behind-the-scenes edition is a short and sweet work-in-progress insight into the nucleus of an idea, the beginnings of a song that may go on to bigger and better things. This episode, Isabella of Valois. You're 6 years old and you live in the Louvre in Paris. What an intriguing childhood you might have in amongst the glorious works of art and historical artefacts. But it's the 14th century and the Louvre is a cold and drafty fortress, and your dad is known as Charles the Mad. As luck would have it, you don't hang around too long because you're swiftly married off to King Richard II of England. Now, as the oldest surviving child of your parents, you'd think they'd want you to hang around for a little bit longer, but good relations are always much more important than a good, healthy childhood. And this was the fate of Isabella of Valois. And if the idea of a child bride marrying a 27-year-old widower grosses you out, then the date of their wedding will come as no surprise, Halloween 1396. Now, was this shrewd of Richard? Was it perverse? Of course, Isabella was too young to bear children and really solidify things, but if you are a closet homosexual, as was suggested by Thomas Walsingham, then it is a very tidy plan indeed. The wedding went beautifully, if you discount the two ships that sunk in the channel and the people that were crushed to death in the crowds between Southwark and Kensington. And the two settled down into wedded bliss in two different locations. Isabella lived in Windsor Castle, and Richard would visit regularly and entertain her and her ladies-in-waiting with jokes and magic tricks. Now, moonlighting as a child entertainer wasn't to everyone's tastes, certainly not to his cousin Henry's, who ended up locking him in the tower and starving him to death. The now King Henry demanded that Isabella marry his son. But Isabella, as a plucky 10-year-old with all the front of a self-hating and cynical teenager, told him to stick it, legged it back to France, married an 11-year-old, and died in childbirth at 19. So that was an interesting story. I started working on an idea based off it. Might have gone to be a song. Sounds like this.
Everything she wants. Sure, it might.